Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis. With me today is June Liu and Seth Geis. How you guys doing?
That sneezes, man.
There you go. And John McTavish is auditing this review recap. So today we are talking about the Casa Cuevas Cuevas Reserva Maduro Toro. It's got a 6-inch by 50 ring gauge. Comes out of the Las Lavas factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres. The binder is from the Dominican Republic. The filler is from Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic. It is blended by Luis Cuevas Sr. Price point is $10.90. And the cigar is released in August of 2019. And then all of a sudden, Seth disappears. So we'll start this off. June, take us through your overall experience with this cigar.
Sure. So, you know how sometimes when you light up a cigar in that first draw, you're like, man, this is going to be really good. Like, you just know, right? When you first light it up, that first puff.
Yeah.
Well, this is not that.
This came out with
ambitious.
Well, I was disappointed. It was actually the first draw I took, and I was like, oh, shit, there's a lot of, like, leather and, like, wood bitterness to the cigar. And I was like, man, I hope this doesn't stay. But it did stay. It stayed for the whole time. It got worse, and it drowned out a bunch of the other flavors. This was a complete miss for me. This is probably like the only true Casa Cuevas where I could say it was just like I wouldn't go revisit again.
How about you, Seth? What were your overall thoughts on this one?
I thought this was a great release. I thought this was an awesome Maduro, and I think Casa Cuevas like really stepped up their game in 2019 with their releases. I thought a lot of their stuff beforehand was just kind of mediocre, but the Reservas, even the Natural, was fantastic, and this is a great Mexican San Andreas. It was rich, nice like stone fruit and like some like stew flavors. It's just, that was fantastic. What about you, man?
Yeah, man, I think the cigar had a nice start to it. Had a good combination of flavors. But as the cocoa and the black pepper kind of dropped out of the profile, it became, pretty simple and fairly average. It was also a little bit drying on my palate. But, I liked how it started. I wish that kind of would have maintained its profile that they had there. I think it kind of would be match up with more with what you had through the rest of the cigar, Seth. But, it's probably not something I'm going to return to frequently, but I wouldn't be opposed to revisiting this cigar. I think, those flavors in that first third were pretty nice. And if I could kind of get that to last a little bit longer, I'd be interested in smoking it again. So again, to the scores, start at the top with you, Seth, at 7.63. I was next at 6.10, and then June gave it a 5.40. So how'd that 7.63 match up for you, Seth?
I smoked probably five of these, just from, purchasing them. And if after the first two, you told me I was going to get a 7.63, whatever I gave it, I'd be like, nah, that's a little high. But the more I smoked it, the better it got. And the more impressed I was with it. The first third I think was great. It wasn't as good in the second and final third. But it was still solid. I think maybe just the first third just really caught me every time I smoked it. I was like, wow, this thing's really popping. So it's, I think it's probably my Andaria's regular production now. It's top three regular production releases.
There you go. My 6.10 matches up well. It's a slightly above average flavor profile. Had perfect construction. I had no issues with it at all. So it was a nice, considered a little above 6 point score. June, 5.40.
Average taste for sure. Some pretty good construction though. Wait, no, just kidding. No, it wasn't.
Yeah. You said it was perfect construction.
Oh, okay. So I don't know, it was just a miss for me. I you guys apparently don't think so to any extent. But maybe I need to smoke some more.
There you go. Welcome. All right, if you just catch this video on YouTube, what's up, Seth?
Welcome. Smoke some more.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also, check out the full written review on the website, developingpalettes.com. Follow us on all the social media channels. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.